On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center enjoying a holiday-shortened week this week. He's our fabulous producer, so we thank him for all his help and hard work. From the newsroom, one lane should be or may already be open on I-80 eastbound, so they still have a significant blockage there. Detail is still available for some vehicles, but I-80 eastbound should be open shortly. In the studio with us now, has it been a year already? CJ's Resolution Challenge is the opportunity to talk about. Of course, we always get an update on CJ, but we first must speak to his mother and one of the good family friends. So Janelle Weaver is back, organizer and founder of CJ's Resolution Challenge. Welcome back.
Good morning.
So how long has it been since we've started doing this?
This is the seventh year.
Seventh. Wow, holy smokes. Tick tock, tick tock. Mm-hmm. Time's marching on. Just seems like July, a couple of years ago, somebody emailed me and said, hey, we're doing a race on right after New Year's. I'm like, oh, here we go. Another flake on the line. Let's see what we're going to do. But I'll tell you what, this has really turned out to be a big deal. And it's much talked about. I think because that unique New Year, post-New Year's, and sometimes it's been on right after New Year's and New Year's Day, so it's really popular. Janelle Weaver is here, the founder and organizer of CJ's Resolution Challenge. And Erin Demshire is back. We started talking to her as she was in the process of founding Autism and Behavior Resources. It's based in Danville, but they have good clients from all over the region. And she is back, and they'll be the beneficiary of the funds raised at this fundraising race once again. So welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. Thanks for all you're doing. It's these women who think big that are making the world go around, the women who lean in and make stuff happen. So thank heaven we got two of them here today. CJ's Resolution Challenge, let's take it from a runner's perspective. Maybe I live in a cave and didn't know about it. So what is it?
Well, the race is tomorrow. It's actually two different formats. So one is called RC Revolution. Both of the events are held on a 1.5-mile loop. So RC Revolutions, your objective is to go around that loop as many times as you can in 3 hours. So people have run about a marathon distance during the 3 hours in the past, but also it's really customizable. So if you are walking with your six-year-old, you can do a lap, have some soup, and go home and feel like you had the best race ever, because it's really whatever you want to do that day. Then the other one's called The Last Man Standing, and it's completely different, even though it's on the same loop. Those participants have 20 minutes for their first loop. And when they get back to the finish start line, they have to wait until that 20 minutes is up, and then they start their second loop, and they have 19 minutes. And it keeps going faster and faster and faster. So our current record for that, I think, is like 11-ish loops, which would be like 16 miles, and each one is progressively faster. So that competition gets pretty heated, and it's really exciting to watch.
Now, you are a runner, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what aspect of a runner's physique and stamina is this tapping when you do this? One is just pure endurance.
One's pure endurance, mm-hmm. And the other one, I think, is a little bit of strategy, because you don't want to go out too fast in those early laps for the last man standing. Our record holder for that, his last pace, I don't know if anyone out there listening knows pace, but his last lap was at a pace of 5:42 on this frozen trail, and I was just so impressed, because I like run like 9-minute pace, so he was really very speedy. And it's,
holy smokes.
Yeah, it's really cool.
He was burning. Okay, so, well, and you're almost at a brisk walk if you wanted to use the whole 20 minutes for
yeah.
the first one.
I for mean, the first
not
one.
Not a slow walk, it gets, but it'd be a brisk walk.
It doesn't take long till you really got to start moving.
Okay, yeah, so then you got to pick up the pace. Then you start the trot and the gallop, and you go from there. Well, if anybody's intrigued and they're ready to look it up and register, resolutionchallenge.org. The race is tomorrow, so we're pretty close to the race time. 9 a.m. tomorrow, so I assume your registration is 8-ish, something in that
we'll
range.
We'll be up there at 7:30 for runners to start checking in.
And just set the scene. Tell us about, I have not yet been to one, believe it or don't, but it's quite the spectacle, I hear.
Yeah, so we're set up at RB Winter State Park. We have a big tent that we set up for registration, and then we put a couple space heaters in there because it's very cold. And then we have a start-finish line. We put some soup in the pavilion. We light a fire in the pavilion. So there's places to stay warm and take some shelter. And then the loop itself runs, it's all contained in the park. It doesn't go out into the trails. It's all right there in the park. Like I said, it's a 1.5 mile loop. We have a DJ who comes out. A&W Entertainment has donated his time and has done that for a couple years now. We really appreciate him. Lots of food and goodies, and just overall a really great atmosphere.
All right. How much to register for the race tomorrow?
It's $45.
All right, $45, and it is a fundraiser, and you have raised thousands of dollars for various, typically it's autism and behavioral related entities?
Yeah. I mean, in the past, we've helped elementary schools build kitchenettes for their life skills program, sensory rooms in other schools. Geisinger ADMI has been a beneficiary.
And so has Autism and Behavior Resources.
Well, actually, this is the first time
she will be a beneficiary.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I thought I was meeting you again because of that. But
no, this is our first time.
Well, fabulous. Okay, so Aaron, you're a good startup entrepreneur, so we'll start with that aspect. And why open a business called Autism and Behavior Resources?
When I moved here in 2014, I saw the need for community interaction. So I started doing therapy in-home, and the more that I talked to families, they said they wanted to be able to go swimming. They wanted to be able to go to community centers. So I started planning events, and it has just grown.
Okay, so now it's a private business. So describe what you do.
Yep. So I do school consultations. I work with different school districts around the area, but then my big thing is creating community events. So I work with Against the Grain Barbershop in Milton to do haircut events. I work with the Miller Center, the Public Library in Union County, NAC Studios in Danville, a whole bunch of different places to create community events for families.
Is that where you get your unique haircut?
It is.
Come in here.
It is.
Fabulous. So I really appreciate it. I noticed that and I appreciate that. Okay, so your business will benefit. What do you do with raised funds and donated dollars, and what will you do this time?
Sure. Yeah, so I haven't really announced it yet what I'm doing with the funds, but I'm pretty excited that I'm going to be donating them to different ambulance, fire stations, and police stations in the area to create sensory boxes for all the different stations. So the sensory boxes will have headphones, communication boards, different fidget things. So if an individual with special needs is riding an ambulance, or if they have to sit with a fire truck during a car accident or a bus accident, that they have things to entertain them, feel safe, and keep them occupied.
And I think all of this, all the work that you've done and some of the work that Janelle's done with her fundraising shows that we have come a long way when it comes to helping and assisting and enhancing and really just to making quality of life as high as humanly possible for everybody in our
For sure.
Valley.
For sure. And I think the triathlon is a great example of getting the kids out into the community. We had a kiddo that wasn't able to swim when he started, and he was able to swim the entire lap of the pool by himself for the first time at the day of the triathlon. So the work that we're doing, I think, is making a huge impact in the community and spreading the word, but also the families.
We can't help but study what you're doing and be inspired, even if you're what I would foolishly call fully able, just because I'm inarticulate. But you would have to be inspired by this.
I hope so. I hope so. I want more people to find out what I'm doing and to want to be involved. That's my goal.
All right. So you, what do you think? You hear that this is what the good donors and runners tomorrow will be contributing to.
Well, I think it's fabulous. I had complete faith that she would put donated funds somewhere that would have an impact on our community. And it certainly will. And it's not just for those individuals who need them. I think it puts it on the radar of the emergency responders. And that's so important that that's on their radar, that someone who's acting peculiar may have a special need. They may not be aggressive or
able to communicate how they feel.
Exactly. So the more people have that in the back of their mind, that this person may have special needs, that's outstanding.
Well, and I think there's such a learning curve associated with this, because you could come across a young person who's just not responding or interested, and you think, oh my gosh, he's ignoring me, which would be irritating. But think through it. Think about the possibilities. What is happening there. So this is a fundraising race tomorrow. CJ's resolution, and there is a resolution challenge, and there is kids revolutions. So
yes, kiddos 12 and under can come up and participate, supervised, please. But that's always fun, too. Last year, we had a family of four. They ended up running 90 miles or so collectively, and they were, I mean, they had young children. This one, I think, I don't know, was he 10 maybe?
I was
ran 18
10.
Miles himself. So did his brother, his older brother, same thing. I was like, what?
Well, I guess if kids love it, you know, they just do
it.
Yeah,
he just was out there circling that lap.
Okay, well, fabulous. Okay, so CJ's resolution challenge is tomorrow. It's rare that we talk about this when the race is so imminent, but we are today, and the race is tomorrow. So it's 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow at RB Winter State Park, which is out on Route 192, probably about halfway to Center County till you get there. But that's where everybody will be set up tomorrow. You can go to resolutionchallenge.org for more information on the race. Aaron's business is autismandbehaviorresources.com. Please make a pitch for folks to consider coming out tomorrow.
Oh, well, it's going to be a great time tomorrow. It might be a little bit wet, but it's not going to be as cold as in years previous, so that's a bonus. So, yeah, it's a great time. Come out, listen to some music, play, have some soup, and take a couple laps for autism.
All right, yeah, there has been some snow and ice, so the potentiality for some slipperiness is always there. So that exists up there. Now, believe it or don't, I do not run, but I've been in several races virtually.
Well, that's fabulous.
Do you have a virtual option?
You're right. I forgot about that, but we do have a virtual option.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
Anybody can run.
Good job, Mark.
Well, after 7 years, I'm bound to pick up on your stick here. So, but you do have a virtual race, and those are people that just are contributing and helping and
yeah, pretty much, and do their own thing from afar.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll go around the block or something at the appropriate time. ResolutionChallenge.org. Janelle Weaver's the founder and organizer. And oh, and how's CJ? I almost forgot.
He is great. He's in fourth grade now. He participated in the triathlon over the summer, and he's been asking to do some more of that. So in the meantime, we've partnered with CrossFit Iron and Steel in Danville, and we got, it's a total of 15 kids, a mix of autistic and neurotypical. But every Sunday we go and we hang out with Drew at CrossFit, and that's what we're doing in our off season before we can start triathlon up again.
And training. Mm-hmm. Training up at CrossFit. That's funny. Aaron, thank you so much for all you're doing. And thank you coming in. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Janelle, very much appreciated. Aaron Demscher, Autism and Behavior Resources. Janelle Weaver, organizer and founder of CJ's Resolution Challenge. Tomorrow, resolutionchallenge.org.